A poor pink salmon projection has prompted one of Petersburg's canneries to stay closed this summer. Ocean Beauty Seafood says they will continue to buy salmon from all the fishermen who usually sell to them, but they only plan to land and process the catch at the company's plant near Juneau. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Ocean Beauty Seafoods told fishermen the news this month. The Seattle-based processor will only be operating the larger of its two shoreside facilities in Southeast, the Excursion Inlet plant near Juneau. Ocean Beauty will also work with another company, Alaska General Seafoods in Ketchikan, to expand their combined fleet of tenders that will purchase fish on the grounds. Ocean Beauty plans to place its smaller Petersburg cannery on a one-year furlough, with the exception of herring roe on kelp. That's a small niche processing operation just in the spring. Tom Sunderland is Ocean Beauty's director of marketing.
This is based on the fish and game projections for the very, very low pink salmon harvest for Southeast. Based on the fish and game numbers, there just aren't going to be enough fish to profitably operate all the plant capacity. There's going to be way more plant capacity in Southeast this year than that number of fish will justify.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is projecting a catch of 19 million pink salmon this summer in Southeast. That harvest would be roughly half of last year's catch, as well as half the annual average for the past decade. Ocean Beauty's Petersburg operation primarily cans salmon and processes salmon roe caviar. While it will not be buying salmon at that plant this summer, Sunderland says the company has done its best to protect its fleet of fishermen through the arrangement with Alaska General Seafoods.
So we will support all the fishing areas and all the fishing fleet we always have.
Ocean Beauty spent a long time trying to decide what to do this summer, according to Sunderland, who says the company was certain of losing money if it kept both its Southeast facilities open. It was still a difficult choice, according to Sunderland, who says the company was concerned about the impacts the one-year closure would have on Petersburg's economy.
That's the thing that caused us the most heartburn of all, because we're strictly a shoreside processor, and you know, we don't operate any at-sea catcher processor boats or anything. We operate strictly shoreside everywhere we are. And so we always think about these communities.
As one of the town's three major processing plants and one of only two salmon canning operations, Ocean Beauty's one-year hiatus could have a variety of impacts on Petersburg's economy. Less fish landed in town means less raw fish tax income for city coffers. That annual revenue helps pay for the harbor and other local services. One less processing plant will also mean less revenue for the city's water and electric utilities. Ocean Beauty is also a customer at Petersburg's community cold storage. Ocean Beauty has told its fishermen that it will provide some services in town for those who like to base themselves here in the summer. However, local businesses worry there will still be fewer outside boats coming to town. Ocean Beauty employs roughly 150 or more workers during the summer. Most are from outside Alaska. However, they make use of local restaurants, bars, and retail stores. Chamber of Commerce board member Hillary Whitethorne is a co-owner of Javahoo's Coffee Shop and Keto's Cave, a bar and liquor store located right by the Ocean Beauty bunkhouse.
My employees have all heard about it, and it concerns them as well, you know, especially the employees here at Keto's. As far as customer flow and tips and all that kind of thing is all, I think, running across their minds. And the bunkhouse is right next to our business, so we do generate a lot of business from the employees that are employed through Ocean Beauty, so that's unfortunate to have that loss. And I would assume it will affect a lot of businesses in town just as far as groceries go. And, you know, they don't tend to spend a lot of money, but there's just more people in town, and that always generates more money in our economy.
However, as a business person, Whitethorne understands Ocean Beauty's decision. She also adds an optimistic note, suggesting the situation could be a learning experience that helps local businesses improve what they do and ideally attract more of the people who are going to be here spending money. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.